Let's get started. We're learning Simon Gimel. We're at the end here. Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph. Lo yekanach becheres mishum kshafim. A person should not wipe himself with cheres, with ceramic, because of kshafim. Lo yibasavim, and also not with asavim, grass, yevashim, that's dry, shamekaneach, the dover, sha'ur shalei, but something that's flammable. Shinav hatachtoinis lishreis. That causes some of the, whatever this means, the teeth in the backside to be removed. Yesterday we said hemorrhoids. I'm really not sure if that's the exact translation. Al kapanim, something in the backside it happens. It's not good for the person. It's a sakana. V'loi b'tsror, shekinach boi chaveroi, and also he shouldn't use a rock that his friend used to clean himself. Mipnei maybe et adam li tachtoinis, because that causes tachtonias, which is some other sickness in the backside, which apparently is different than the sickness of shinav hatachtonias noishreis, the teeth coming out of the backside. This is something else, tachtonias. So, al kaponim, it could be something like hemorrhoids, I don't know, but al kaponim, it seems like it's a sickness. So we have three cases over here that we're not using to clean ourselves. Number one is we shouldn't clean ourselves with a piece of ceramic because of kishuv. Number two, we shouldn't clean ourselves with dry grass because it's harmful to the person. Shinav hatachtoinis neishreis. And number three, we shouldn't use a tsrora rock that was used by someone else because it's also some kind of a sakana that brings to tachtonia. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah until now, and then we'll see the Ramah talks about the practical application of this halacha. Yud ches. Even if the ceramic is smooth, meaning there's no problem of harming himself, the only problem is kishuv, but still that makes it aser. Even if it's smooth, it doesn't tear the skin. If it's not smooth, it has bumps that are rigid, rough. Yesh b'zeh gam kein mifnei ha-sakana, then there's also an iser to use it to clean himself because of the sakana. Shall he not take shinei ha-karkashta, that it shouldn't, again, remove the teeth of the backside, whatever that means exactly. But it's a sickness, it hurts a person. Yod tes, chavei, right? Aval im kinachu atzmai boy, if he cleaned himself with this, we're talking about that he shouldn't use his friend's rock to clean himself. However, he can use his own rock again, or he can use his friend's rock if it dried out, or if he can use his friend's rock if he uses a different side of the rock. Well, im kinachu atz my boy, if he wiped himself with this rock, he could use it again. Oishe yavesh, if it dried out, he could use it even if it was used by his friend. Oishe kinach mitad acher, leifon ba, or if he's wiping from a different side, it's also no problem. Period. Okay, so that's the three halakas here. We have cheres because of kishuv, and then we have either a savim yaveshim or a davar sha'ur shaleid boy, or something that his friend used, which is either a sakana of shinav hatachtonis neishreis or tachtonia. Let's see the Haggav. Says the Haggav, Akshav, now, shabate kisois shalonu einan besadet. Our basic kisei is not outside in the field, so there's no chashash of kishuv. So then the minig is to be mekaneach with cheres, obviously smooth cheres, not a harmful cheres, but the chashash of kashafim is not applicable. Also the minig is to be mekaneach with something that the ur is shoyled boy, and Mishpura is going to say not the asavim, because the asavim was a problem of being harmful. But in terms of kishuv, that's not nogeya anymore. Ve'inam mazik, it's not mazik. Upuk chazi, my amadavar. Go look what people do, which in the Darkei Moshe, it's mavur, his kavana is that even if this is not such a strong explanation why the halakha would change, meaning the chiluk between in the sadeh or in the ear, where the bathroom is, but al kapanim, since this is the minigal oilam and we see that people are not harmed, and the yisoid of the issue over here is because of damage, of harm that could be done to a person, either because of kishuf or otherwise, So Mimela, if we see that people are using these things and they're not being harmed, so then Shomer Pesayim Hashem. So Mimela, that's the kavanah of the Ma over here, is that Shomer Pesayim Hashem, the island does it and they don't get hurt, so we can be Samech on that. That is the Mishnah Berurah of Kan Chof. Einon Basada, that the bathrooms today are not out in the Sada, Lishkiki Kishofim. So Kishof is not a common occurrence. Therefore, Keres is not a concern. As long as it's smooth, because if it's not smooth, then we had another concern of Keres being harmful to a person's backside. Chaf Aleph, Bedover, Sha'ur. We said that something that is flammable is also the minigus to use it. I mean, obviously, today we use toilet paper, which is flammable, and that's the minig. Seems it was an old minig already. We're talking from the time of the Ramah. Efshar Davka, the Indian Shar Devarim. This could be, it's only referring to other types of things, not asavim yaveshim, avol inyan asavim yaveshim, gam ha'gah yesh l'hakmir, that you still have to be makmir for the other reason, not because of kishuf, but because it's harmful. Dehem nechatchim asabazah, they cut a person up, so one should not use asavim yaveshim because they're harmful. Chedullah kaman, b'simin shen yabeshach, hey, like it says later in Hilchos Shabbos, that a person is not allowed to use Savim Yavashim because of the harm that it does to a person. Period. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kasav Bahagoyis Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down the Shem Sefer Chassidim from the Sefer Chassidim. Kashiyotze mi Beis HaKisei, when a person leaves the Beis HaKisei, Yire HaMokoim Shiyashav Allah. A person should take a look over the place where he sat down to be sure that everything is cleaned up. Shalo yeh tinaifis, that there shouldn't be any shmut there on the toilet seat or whatever. Yavoy chaveroi pisan, because shema yavoy chaveroi pisan. Maybe his friend is going to have to come into the bathroom very quickly and not have time to look before he sits down. Oy balaylor, it'll be nighttime and he can't see what's there. V'yeshe v'lav, and he's going to sit on this person's shmut that he left behind, which is disgusting and is not nice to do to a person. Shemimela, that's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, a person that has to make sure to check over the area that he was in. He shouldn't leave a puddle by the toilet seat, or he shouldn't leave a mess on the toilet that the person who comes after him is going to have to be disgusted by it and sit in his mess. Just wanted to say over a Gemara in Chagiga, the Gemara brings the last pasuk, and Kehelah says, "Kehes kol masa ehelakim yavi b'mishpat al kol nelam." That every single maisei that a person does, Hashem is going to bring the mishpat. Es kol maisei halakim yavi b'mishpat. Every maisei is done, halakim yavi b'mishpat, al kol ne'elam. So the Gemara Darshan's over here, what's the kol maisei? He asks kol maisei. Every single thing that a person does is going to be brought the mishpat. So the Gemara brings over here, Amar Rav, this is a person that he's busy delousing in front of his friend, which makes his friend disgusted. So he does something that makes his friend disgusting. There's going to be a din, there's going to be a mishpat, and the asad lavoy for doing something that made his friend feel disgusted. Shmuel Amar, that was Rav. Rav said to kill a life in front of his friend. Shmuel Amar, Zaharok bifnei chaveiro. This is a person who spits in front of his friend, v'nimus, and then he made him disgusted. So you see from the Gemara that he has kol maisei lakim, even something that seems not to be so disgusting, yeah, if he's delousing or if he spits, and even that, the Gemara considers that to be a chet, that he made his friend disgusted, and is going to come, unless it's lovely, for a mishpat, it's a kol shekein, a person who doesn't clean up after himself in the bathroom, he leaves, he thinks it's a public place, he doesn't have to take a kashrayas for it, and he leaves a big mess, is something that's disgusting, and obviously is going to be a din of mishpat, lots of lovely. So we have to be careful of this. This is the Rabbi Kiva Eger from the Sefer Chassidim, that a person should make sure to clean up his mess, that he shouldn't leave it over for his friend who's going to sit in it, or at night when he won't even be able to check to make sure that it's clean, and that'll be, there's going to be a din of mishpat for such a thing. Let's go further. Sif Yod Beis. As we mentioned last night, one of the people in the chair asked if there's an obligation, these dinim of sneas in the bathroom apply by nighttime. So it goes like this. We mentioned three different halachas about sneas over here in the bathroom. One is that when a person goes to sit down, they should first sit and then cover themselves. which we mentioned, Agav, that was not so practical with the way our toilets are today. And then the second Indian we said was how much a person is Megala, that he should be Megala only two Tefachim Milafanav and one Tefachim Milachar, which also we said today maybe is even more Chamor, a person could cover himself more or less completely with our situation we have. And then the third halacha we spoke about was in Tzivkes, that when a person is in a sada behind a geder, so he doesn't have to go further than that, he can just go right behind the fence. Whereas if it's an open field, then he has to go far enough away that somebody shouldn't see him. So the first two inyanim are nogeya even by nighttime. But the second inyan, since the whole idea is that he shouldn't be seen by his friends, so then that's talking about nogeya by night, which is some of the person who's asking the question. That was like one of his questions. So it's talking about nogeya. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkatan Chav Beis. He says it's really a diuk from the Rashi like this. But the Leimar, Shleigala Atma Yosemi B'Yayim. So number one is that he shouldn't uncover himself when he's using the bathroom more by nighttime than by day, even though it's dark, because we know that for Hashem, everything, the dark is like the light. Leigala Atma Yaji Yeshev. Also, this idea he shouldn't uncover himself until he sits down. Lochai Gavna, and anything like this, that it's a hanhaga that's between him and Hashem and the light. Obviously, he would think to himself that that's nogeya, but maybe he would think at nighttime, what's the difference? You can't see anyway. No, because for Hashem, that night is like a day, so it doesn't make a difference in that inyan of sneas. Aval, ain't sarkly is rachek, but the other inyan of sneas, which was nogeya, particularly about being seen by his friend. So the Mimela, he doesn't have to distance himself. The whole problem of being in the Bikkur was he's going to be seen, but now it's dark anyway, can't see him. Ve'im ein sham adam, mefana b'rechoiv. Imagine a person could relieve himself right in the street if that's what he needs to do. However, like we mentioned before, we have to have sensitivity to other people. V'rak shi'izayr shalo yiyah b'makom hiluch b'nei adam. He shouldn't do it in the place where people go. K'dei shalo yitanchu b'nei adam al yadik. That people shouldn't become dirty because of him. I didn't see any poiskim on this particular issue, but I would just imagine the way that our sewers are today, and it's not a normal thing to use the bathroom outside. I don't know if it would be so derek as a qual to be relieving himself out in the street, just because it's not. We have ways of disposing of waste, but our streets qual don't have any waste, so it could be a qual as a considered litter or pollution or whatever. Aval, im yesham adam, but if there's somebody there, even if it's nighttime and you can't see too well, but if it's somebody there, you shouldn't relieve yourself in front of somebody. Filo nachri asrafanas defanam. It's forbidden to relieve himself in front of even a goy. Period. So that we've been speaking about a person who has to make a bowel movement. Now we talk about a person who's relieving himself from katanim, from water. Even by daytime, it's permitted for a person to relieve himself. Bifnei rabim, even in front of a group of people. Im tzarech v'kach, if he needs, she'ein loy makam, if there's nowhere for him to go, we'll see soon it's a sakana for a person to hold himself back, and mimela. If that's what he needs to do, that's what he needs to do. V'afilu bifnei isha, even if there are women present, yishum de'ika sakanta, because it's a sakana in yamiratna. So this could be as nogeya, a person is traveling and they're out on the road and they don't have any restroom or something like that and they really can't hold themselves anymore. So then that would be permitted to pull over on the street. Yeah, for a child, yeah, certainly. One of the people here is pointing out it for a child, it certainly would be permitted. But even an adult, we see when it comes to katanim, it's a sakana for a person to hold himself in. So then it would be permitted, even though their car is driving by. Maybe it would be, the more sneeze you could be, the better. But al kopanim, this Indian is even permitted if there's no other choice than even in front of a rabbin, if that's what's necessary. The isha, like Talmud Lahashtin, but an isha is more chamor. She shouldn't believe herself. I feel neged ponav shel tinuk, even in front of a child. Mishum deika chati fusa, it's a chutzpah, it's a priestess. Aval letzadadim she'ena mashtenes mamish neged ponav leifon ba. But if she's not mamish in front of the child, it's suicide, then also it's not a problem because of the sakana. And it's not Stam, but it's because of the Kana. Let's go further. Sif Yod Gimel. Now we're learning about how to relieve oneself of Ketanim, and we'll have interesting halacha over here. Sif Yod Gimel. Lo Yashtin Me'umid. A person is not allowed to make Ketanim standing up. Mipnei Nitzoytzoyt HaNitzin Al Raglav, because of the drops that fall on his feet. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that a person who is sterile, so they're when they urinate, the water doesn't come out with a stream. It just kind of drips out, and it will go on their feet. So, in other words, if a person has urine on their feet, it makes them look like they're somebody who's sterile. Because why do they have it on their feet? It should go far away from their body. So, Chazal said that a person has to be careful that they shouldn't do such a thing to let the urine drip on their feet. People will think that he's really sterile. And then, but he has kids. How could he have kids? It must be that his wife was Mizana, that all moms there. So in order that he shouldn't be mighty laz, albanov, there's halachas that he has to be medactic to make sure that he doesn't get any water on his feet from his katana. There's two etzes the Mechaber gives us. One etze is that if he stands in a high place, so then the water is not going to drip on his feet even though he's standing. Or if he relieves himself into loose dirt, pirish karka she'ina besula, it's land that's been worked, like it's on Eretz Harusha, like it's in cloud or something like that. So since it's soft dirt, it absorbs the liquid, and our toilets have water or the urinals, whatever, that catches the liquid and doesn't splatter, so that shouldn't be a problem. Or the other eight says, pressure to sit down. So that you have three things here. If he's standing, then you have two eights, either to be standing in a high place or to relieve himself in loose dirt. Or if you're sitting, then there's no problem. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah says, Katan Chav Gimel, Al Raglav. We said that he should be careful not to get drops on his feet. Yomru, people are going to say, Shehu Chus Shafcha, that he has cut off in some way his genitalia, that it makes it that he can't shoot, the urine doesn't come out properly, and mimela, the Chazal say, if the urine doesn't shoot out, then mimela, that's the same thing with the clay zera, don't work, it doesn't shoot out, and so he can't have children. So mimela, she'en rigme ragla mekalchin, that the liquid from his body doesn't come out properly, or shoytis, and they just drip out. V'chushavcha, in a mimela, the person is a chushavcha, he can't have children. V'yomralbanav, she'enam shaloy. So then mimela, the obvious conclusion is that his children are not his own, the Almam there, and his wife was Mazana. So a person has to be careful that he should make sure that his feet, he doesn't get any drops on his feet, so he has to take these precautions. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Dalit, Imloy, unless he's either standing up in a high place or he's mashed in into Afrat Ikuach. The Im Inloy Eitzes Elu, if he doesn't have one of these two Eitzes, Pagam Sham, Ef Sharbi Yeshiva, and also there's no eight of sitting, which we said was also an eight. So we said that we don't have any one of our three eights. So now what? So there's a couple other eights. Yuchal Lasayz Eitz Acheres. There's another eight. Shal Yavoy Lidei Mitzitzayz, that he shouldn't have a problem of drops on his feet. Shiasayeya Bebeim Lagbia Hagid Katan, that he can hold the Beim underneath the Gid in order to hold up the Gid a little bit so that the water shouldn't fall on his feet. That's one etza. Oy al yedei matlas ava, or a person can take a thick cloth or something like that, so and hold the gid up. So that's not considered to be handling his private parts. And we'll see. We're gonna have a whole talk about this coming up, about these dinim of handling the private parts. So he says that in this situation, he'd be able to use a thick cloth. We'll see later. It's not pashut this thick cloth because it's not clear what the gid, what the shear is. Al kapanim, he mentions it here as an etza. And if it happens that a person was not careful, or even if he was careful, but he got himself dirty, what did he do? It's a mitzvah to wipe off his feet. He shouldn't have drops of liquid on his feet. He shouldn't make himself look like a chushavcha. So it's a mitzvah to clean himself up. Let's go further. Sif Yadalim. Yizayir, a person has a chiyuv, and this comes off together, the two halakhs go together in the Gemara and Nida, that a person has to be careful not to hold himself when he makes katanim. Yizara shelo yechayz ba'am, a person shouldn't hold his private part, v'yashtin, and relieve himself, in loy me'atara ulamata, unless he holds from the atara, the top of the gid has a ridge, that's the called the atara, that's called the crown of the aver, and from there, in lamata, it's permitted to hold. That means that the end of the aver is permitted to hold the part that's towards the ground, away from the goof. And the reason why a person is not allowed to hold on to the aver is because, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, it causes shikva zera levatala. A person may be maharher, and he'll have zera levatala. Unless he's married, if a person is married, then he is permitted to hold the gid even on the other area of the aver, which is towards the goof. Umidas chasidus lizayr afilu hanasui, but umidas chasidus is not to handle his aver even if he's married, even if he's not. So we will see the reason for the midas chasidus of the Rabbeinu Yain in the Sefer Ayira, which the Torah brings down because of the choymer ha'inyan, which we'll see b'zat Hashem a little bit more. I wanted to mention the Gemara. It's Talmudic Gemara. Gemara says like this: Gemara in Kol Hayad and the beginning of the second parak in Nida. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer Tana says, "Kol ha'oiches ba'ama mashtin, whoever holds onto his ama and he makes katanim, kilo maybe mabul oilam. It's kilo he's bringing a mabul. Such a choymer. Amru oiler Rabbi Eliezer. They said to Rabbi Eliezer, what are you supposed to do? How long nitzitzis nitzin al raglav? If he's not going to be able to hold up the aver properly, so then the drops are going to go on his feet. People are going to think his kids are mum there." So it's terrible. So you have to give the guy an eitzah. What's he going to do? So veneer kechru shavcha. He looks like a kru shavcha. And his kids are going to have a bad name. Shimam zerim. Amar lehem, too bad. Mutav shiyotzi laz albanav. Let his kids be mamzerim, shein mamzerim. But yasa atmei rasha sha'achas lifnei amakom. He shouldn't be a Raja even 1 minute in front of a Malkam. See, here, Moedig Azach, a Raja, he touches himself when he's going to the bathroom, he's called a Raja. Peledig Azach, you see, the Gemara is such a Chaymer. And then the Gemara brings another Brisa that Rabbi Eliezer gives these Eitzas, if he stands on a high place or if he goes into Afar Tichuah. And then they ask him, yeah, but what's he supposed to do when he doesn't have this Eitza? He doesn't have a place to go again. He says, "Valyaza Admi Rasha Shah, I believe me a Malcolm." He shouldn't make himself a Rasha. Peladikazak, such a chaymer. So the Rabbeinu Yaina says that because it's such a severe inyan, such a chaymer, it's a mimela person has to be machmir, and even if he's nasui, the Gemara mentions there that there's a heter of a nasui, but it's better to avoid it if possible. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah says cutting chaf hay. Lamata, we said from the atara and lamata, which means away from the goof, towards the ground. Vafilo ima aver bekeshui, even if it's not towards the ground, if the aver is erect, mutter me atara lamata. It's still mutter from the atara lamata, the end of the aver he can hold. Mipanesha might see, the reason why it's aser is because he's might see zera levatala. Ratzalayma, it doesn't mean holding on to the aver automatically makes zera levatala. What it means is shalayde nigi asay begid. When a person is touching himself, balide chimum, that warms up the area. Veir and it makes him think about the thing. The abu lezeh. Just a second. Balide chimum. Balide chimum veirer. He'll come to warmth and thinking. The abu lezeh, and then he'll come to this avera of hisazel levatal. Just to appreciate a little bit the Chaymer of the Avon, this is a Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer and Simon Chav Gimel. Read you the lesson of a few Mechabers over here. The Mechaber says there in Sif Aleph, Aser lo haitzi shikhva zer levatala. It's Aser for a person to be moitzi shikhva zer levatala. V'avon zeh chamor mikol averoi shabatayra. And this Avon is more chamor than all the averas in the whole Torah. Can you imagine such a chaymer? So it's a Shulchan Aruch he's quoting from it. Zoyar, it's a very chaymer de kazak. We'll skip a little bit, and he says later in Siv Beis, Eilu amenafim biyad, a person who does niyuf, he does znus with himself, umaytziyim shikhla zera, and they might see shikhla zera, leidaylam she'isr gadolhu, not only is it a terrible avera, ela she'isa zeh ben nidui, who Yoshev. A person who's Mechayev himself Nidui. Valeim Namar, about such a person it says, Yedechem Damim Maleu, your hands are full of blood. Keilu Haraga Nefesh. It's Keilu, he's a Reitzeah. Such a Choymer. And then there's one more. Sorry, that's it. And then we had our member that a person who touches himself and goes to the bathroom is Keilu, brings a Nabul Oilam. So we say, Mordek HaChoymer of this Avera. Shine. That's the Mishnah Berurah, who's cutting Chavzayin. Who not? So if he's not, so if he's married, so then we said that it's not as Chamor, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that he's allowed to hold himself when he uses the bathroom. The Yetzer Pas Basala, he has a wife. He doesn't have such a strong Yetzahara. Ve'en Yitzray Taikfoy Kol Kach. He doesn't have such a strong drive. Period. Ve'im he nida, but let's say that his wife is not available, she's a nida. Or let's say he's alone, traveling alone, then it'll be Aser. In other words, the whole Maila of Nasui is that he doesn't need to think about these types of things because he knows that it's available if he needs. There he quotes again from Evan HaEzer, Tafilu Nasui Eina Mutra Boheshit Yadoy La'ama Kwal. That even if a person is married, he's not allowed to touch himself at all, except for this situation where he needs to use the he needs to relieve himself, and then there's a reason for handling himself. Otherwise, it's forbidden. The case over there, and he's going to mention it later, but the case over there is talking about if he needs to scratch himself. So for no reason whatsoever, it's us. Hanatsui, a married person. Let's say the person is in a place where he's scared, Shalayipol, you're going to fall. There was a nice in the Gemara that Rav Yehuda was learning with Shmuel on the roof of a shul, and Rav Yehuda said that he needed to relieve himself, and Shmuel told him he could just hold his aver and relieve himself off the roof. So the Gemara had a whole bunch of kashas. How could he do that? One of the answers of the Gemara is that he was scared. He was on a roof, and he was scared of falling off, so then he was not going to be thinking about other things. So Mimela, there was not a concern. In Lahachmer, but not to recall. So even though the Poskim don't rely on that answer of the Gemara, that in a situation where he's scared, he's allowed to touch himself, but if he's married and he's scared, so the combination of the two, he says, you don't have to be Machmer. Chaf Tez, this next shift. Sif Tez Vav. Afilu Misha Einoi Nasui, even a person who is not married, Mutar L'Sayeya Bebeyim. Like we mentioned before, he can help himself to hold up the aver from underneath, from the Bebeyim, and that's permitted, even if he's not married. Kaf Tas Bebeyim, She'ena Mishamim Ayde Kach. That doesn't make Chamimus, that doesn't cause the Elevatala. L'Famim Mutar L'Echais Ba'amah L'Hashtin. Sometimes it would be Mutar to hold the Amma, for example, that was the other eight that we mentioned before in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Chavdalid, that if he has a thick cloth or something, that's also not Mechamim. But the thin shirt or the like would be Aser, because then the warmth of the hand still goes through the cloth. There are those who question this heter of a Matlis Ava, even though he brought it down before, but it's not so pashat mishum d'lo yadin and shi'uro, because we don't know exactly how thick it has to be. I guess the point is that it shouldn't feel the warmth of the hand. So if it's so warm if it's so thick that there's no warmth, then it should be much. It's just a question of exactly what the shi'ur is. Sif, katan, lama, next sif. Tev zayin. Lo hoter l'natsui l'echoiz ba'amna elo l'hashtin avol yizchachich loy. That this heter we said before of a natsui, that he's allowed to hold himself to relieve himself, is only to relieve himself, but not some for no reason, or even to scratch himself, is no heter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he's chachich, loy, to scratch himself not. The fish, chichuk, maybe delay chimum, because of the same problem. Chichuk, scratching himself, causes chimum, causes warmth, and that is a problem. A bakal, yavoy lidei shikhla zera, then it could make shikhla zera. So that's us it. That's Aser, which means it's not so easy. Sometimes a person is ishi, but the Umaytay, he shouldn't scratch himself. If he has a thick beged, then it will be permitted. I don't know if our pants it would be considered a beged of. Maybe if he was wearing a coat or something like that, it would be permitted. But sometimes with our pants, it's probably not called a beged of. And much of leaves strike zaken atachtoin, a person can scratch the area around the aver, the hair. Ach shaloi yiga az ba'amma biyada. He just should be cautious not to touch the aver itself. Ayin b'ver alacha. Look in the b'ver alacha. Yeah, he just says that that's mutter. There was a b'ver alacha I wanted to mention, I think, just a second. No, we spoke it out anew. Okay. Lamed Aleph. Next halacha. Yod Zayin. Hamasha in the kavav, a person who holds himself back from relieving himself, over mishum bal teshaksu. He's over on an iser of bal teshaksu, that he shouldn't make himself a sheket, he shouldn't make himself disgusting. So by holding in the need to relieve himself, he's over on bal teshaksu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, l'amadalav imasha atzmai l'katanim, if he holds himself back for katanim, aside from the iser bal teshaksu, over mishum bal teshaksu, mishum shloi ye'akar, and he's making himself an akar, chas v'shalom, a person could cause himself to not be able to have children. So there's two reasons why a person has to be careful not to hold back his need to relieve himself from katanim. B'masha mil hafiach, a person who feels like he has to pass gas, there's no problem about the shaksa. The whole tshuva from the Trumas Hadeshin, the person feels like he needs to pass gas in the middle of Shemona Esrei, which is Asur to do. So he says the person is allowed to hold himself back from passing gas. It's not an iser about the shaksa. Gama iser about the shaksa nidcha mipnei kavod habriyos. Also, this iser about the shaksa is an iser derabanan, it seems, and then an iser derabanan were deicha because of kavod habriyos. So mimela, kagayin hamasha in the kavav adjim to makam tanua. Let's say a person is looking for a bathroom or a nice place to relieve himself that's not going to be in the public eye. So that even though he feels like he needs to use the bathroom very badly, that's permitted because of the kavod habriyos. There's an example that Mishnah Berurah brings later of a rav who's giving a drasha or a bal kairei. He's in the middle of kriyas hatorah and it's going to be very embarrassing for him to stop and leave the shir or leave the kriyas hatorah in the middle to go to the bathroom. So he's also allowed to continue doing what he's doing and it's not the kavod habriyos is deiched the bal teshaksu. Yizahir me'oid l'kaneh chetev, a person has to be very careful to clean himself properly. Kitzoya bimkoyma b'mashivu, that the iser of saying divrei kedusha of kriyashma and shmona esrei and brachas and divrei Torah, that iser of reciting divrei kedusha in the presence of tzoya, if the tzoya is bimkoyma, is in the place where it comes from, is b'mashuhu. If there's a mashuhu of tzoya, then it's asur to recite any divrei Torah, any divrei kedusha. So mimela, a person should be careful to make sure that he's clean. K'moy shekasa b'simen ayin vav sefei, like it says in simen ayin vav and sefei. There's a letter from the stipler that there was a bacher who was could be obsessive compulsive and he was very too strict about cleaning himself and he was making himself meshuga. The stipler said that a person has to, when the Torah wasn't given to a malach, and a person has to do what he is able to do, but not to make himself crazy. The Torah writes piyatabat ma'ayim le'baroik. This is brought down from the farm that a person should if he can, he could clean himself with water or with saliva, then that would be ideal because that cleans himself even better. I'll just read you the lashon of the Be'er Heitev. They bring this from the Arizal. V'yizayir ma'oid, a person should be very careful b'kinuchoi, when he cleans himself, kitzoy b'fiyat tabas ma'kevet ha'tfila, it stops the person from being able to daven. V'yishlechet b'mayim, a person should wash with water. He didn't clean himself from his tzoya, so mimela, that's the eighth, says a person has to use rechitza, he has to use water, siddur harizal, that's from the siddur of the harizal. We'll stop here. Very good.